views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, hello, everyone out there. I want to say a big thank you to all the listeners. We have a great listening crowd. And today we're going to take you down a bit of a stroll through the shaman way of soul retrieval. Now, I want to share this topic with you, not trying to talk you into anything. This may be a very new experience. You may have never heard of anything like this before, but I want to share that. This is a metaphysical show. We go into all the different topics. The bottom line is you choose what is right for you. I'm very much about energy healing. It is part of my life, always has been, along with the intuition. I combine them, which is very similar to what a shaman does. I don't call myself a shaman, but I do work with different modalities of energy healing. Angels are a big part of that. With shaman, it's very ancient. And some people, all they know is the witch doctor with the rattles and the bones and all that. And we're really coming into a day and age where shamanism is really coming back. Those are the terms. There's certain terms and, you know, that they use to describe what's going on in that. I'm going to use some lay terms and then I will explain some of it in basic. This is a very deep side of spirituality that is very connected to nature and to all of life. You can do a lot of things like this with your own growth and soul, but you can also work with someone very experienced. Now, soul retrieval has a lot to do with trauma or traumatic events. And we're not trying to be a clinical psychologist here. They have descriptions that are different. But from the shaman, from the spiritual side of things, which that's very much what I'm a part of, we look at what happened to that soul body when something traumatic happened. I mean, have you ever walked around feeling like there's a piece of you just not there anymore? I bet a lot of people do if they've been through something. And the thing is, we've all gone through something in life because that's life. I mean, we all have things that happen, things that hurt, and different things will affect different people. Being an energy healer, we are working very much and we talk about empowerment. Soul retrieval does that, because if you don't have all of your pieces of you with you, where are they? Who took them, or who did you give them to? And this can happen in a very unaware situation. Most of the time, this kind of thing happens when people don't even realize they've either taken it or given it to someone. They don't realize. So it's not about blaming. I really want to point that out. I want to discuss this during this episode because I think it's a very important option for people that have tried a lot of things and they still feel like something's missing. It's not something that someone can choose for you. It's something that when you know you're ready to go there, that's what you do. And I'm going to be explaining a little bit about the aspects of this and what happens in this. It's not frightening at all. Fear is really one of the most paralyzing energies out there. This is a place to walk through that fear and bring that piece of you back. I remember when I worked with another shaman that brought a piece of me back, and I've had several pieces missing that I've been bringing back, and I'm still bringing them back. And when they come back, that's another part of what we're going to talk about. What happens when you do bring them back? And do you really want to bring, if there's several pieces missing, do you really want to bring them all back at the same time? Maybe not, because think about it. If a piece of you took off and went somewhere because it just couldn't handle what was going on in that moment, and that's why it happens, it just leaves. It's part of the survival mechanism. It's going to take off. The soul will survive everything. It's going to take off if it doesn't want to be in that. But it doesn't come back sometimes. And what if that happened 20, 30 years ago? And here you are, you know, much older. And when you do bring that piece back, it's going to be the age that when it left. Think about it that way. So if you lost it at 5 years old and now you're 50, whoa, okay. Now you've got a five-year-old to deal with. Think of it that way. You may not want to bring all of it back at once. You may want to bring one piece at a time back. And also, you don't want to do it unless you're ready to do that. If you're not ready, you're not ready. And you may not want to do it alone. You may want to work with someone experienced with this. It's not something to take lightly. So I think it's very serious. Take it very seriously. This is about a soul, the right to power, to have all of you intact, and to bring those pieces back home. The shaman calls that bringing that piece back home. And you may have to do some work on your end before that piece of you is ready to come back. It may not want to come back. It's like, I'm not going back into that chaos. Think of it that way. So this is a big one. Illness, physical illness can be connected to some of this. Shamans work a lot with energy and the energy behind an illness. There's lots of different ways that they work. Some can be a little intense for, you know, some people, and for others, it's fantastic. They love it. Let's go there. I say, and I recommend to you, if this is an interest for you, to go read up on it. Don't take my word for it. Go look into it. Now, I have worked with my own soul retrieval personally, and I'll share a little bit about that. I have helped others bring those pieces back. And believe it or not, you know, there are a lot of people in the medical industry that are very much starting to cross those boundaries with this. I had a psychiatrist send her own daughter to me, actually, because she said, there's something wobbly here. Something's not right. And we had to literally, there was a piece trying to leave because of a surgery she had just had. And so we were having to bring in and coax this piece back in and just let it know it was safe. It was really phenomenal. So I was impressed with this particular doctor because she was aware that it was something else going on besides a mental or a physical experience. Those are the type of doctors that I want in my Rolodex for me. Is the ones that will allow that piece to come in and be a part of you, because it is a part of you very much. And I'm saying that very strongly. That's me personally. Now, if you want to call in with a question about this, we're not doing intuitive reads if you have a piece missing. I want to make sure I'm clear with that. This isn't that, but the energy field. Yes, I can see the energy field, but we're staying on topic with the soul retrieval and the shaman way, because this is what we're talking about today. This is a big part of mending, healing, and you can soar when you have all of you here, and you don't have to take the missing energy that you lost from somebody else. That's a part of it too, and we're going to talk about that. Now, The number is 1-800-930-2819. If you want to call in, if you have a question, if you've experienced it, soul retrieval is pretty incredible. We're going to keep powering on, and I'm going to share a little bit more in depth about this as we go on. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We're talking about exploring the shaman's way of soul retrieval and how this can help you heal, mend, and empower you. This is like bringing your power back home, bringing all those aspects of you back home. Don't go away. Stay with us. Call in if you'd like. 1-800-930-2819. We will be right back after the break.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
And we are back. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. We are exploring the shaman's way of soul retrieval. Now, soul retrieval, I was sharing a little bit in the first segment what that is. When you have it's most commonly when you have something traumatic a piece of you that just can't handle that, you know, wants to survive it. A lot of us have had some of that happen as children. It's part of life. It's not like, oh, woe is me. I want to get that out of the way. It's not, oh, woe is me. I've had all these things happen. Everybody has things happen. Let's keep this real and realize that we all have experiences like this. But what if they don't come back? Now, one of the stories that I can share with you is quite a few years back, I had gone to a shaman. I knew there was something not quite there. I knew it. And my experience with this shaman was incredible. And it was very gentle. It wasn't real dramatic or out in the woods or anything like that. I mean, it can get kind of extreme the way some of them do it. But that is a choice. There's nothing wrong with either way they're doing it. It's just you don't have to. The modern shaman's not quite going to be like that. But, you know, they lay down beside you and they've got their rattles and they're shaking and they're protecting that energy field. They're very much working with what's missing and they really tap in. So they're using a lot of intuition to do that, just like I do with energy fields. It's very similar, actually. Then they tell you to stay there. Do not leave. Don't go with them. And I recommend you listen to that. Don't just go with that. They will go in. And what we call ordinary world is what we are in right now. This is the ordinary, the conscious world. They go to the non-ordinary, and that's a word they use. They go to lower, middle, upper, you know, all that kind of thing. Those are terms they use in shamanism, just so if you hear those terms, that's what they mean. And they are going in search of these pieces of you that are missing. And there's different ways they do that to bring it back. I won't go into that much depth. That's a lot. That's some reading of several books for you guys. So if that's something you want to do, go for it. Now, you can go look that up, and I would recommend you read several different ones. Don't just go with one, but go with several different ones. You'll get a better picture of that. But they go and they find this piece. And with me, they found, and here's the thing, they couldn't find anything from this lifetime. They found a six-year-old girl where I lost this piece in a different lifetime when I was in Russia. I actually was Russian, I guess. And I did not, I knew of other past lives that I had. This one, I didn't know because I didn't know it because I, that part was missing. So it makes sense. When that part was brought back, I knew it. They will bring it back and they actually blow it into your body. It sounds kind of strange, but they, if you've never heard of this, but it's not strange. They are really going through this, bringing it and then putting, giving it back to you. I felt my entire body shift and change. It was unreal. I'll never forget it. And from that point on, I had a six-year-old that had had some really bad things happen that had to deal with some things. And we had to bring that back in and heal and grow and raise her, so to speak. So when they come back very young, you got to think of it like a child. They're scared. They left when it was really bad. They need to feel safe when they come back in. And as you bring one piece at a time in, and I've had other pieces come back. And so, for example, if there's a piece of you that you just can't seem to find the confidence, or you can't seem to find somewhere where trust or something with your empowerment, you're looking for that timeline where, well, who took, where did it go? Who did I give it to? Did something get taken from me? What happened? And when you realize, okay, maybe somebody did take something from me, it's not about getting angry at them. They probably didn't even know they did. Honestly, they didn't. They probably didn't know most of the time. So, you know, we've got to get out of this blame game. It's always about blaming. It's always about outside of ourselves. We're talking about bringing you back into yourself, bringing you back together. And that's where you want to keep your focus. So, and you'll know it when you have this piece back because your reactions will shift and change. And you, I had one piece that came back because it was a pretty bad experience. And when it came back, it was angry. It was angry. I have anger too. And it was angry. And I had to process and really listen to this side that was angry and say, well, you know, this sounds crazy. This is literally how I got it to work and blend in with me and become part of me in a healthy way. I said, well, I realize you're angry, but we're going to do it different. We've shifted and things are so much better and we're going to go like this now. And once I brought that back in, things really shifted. I was really able to feel very empowered in areas that I was struggling with. Everybody has something like that. So someone that's familiar with soul retrieval and energy healing, and we're not talking just one style of energy healing. Go with the ones that use many different ones. I mean, I do that, but there's other people out there. There may be someone in your area. I work with people all over the world by Skype or phone, and we do a tremendous amount of work this way because you know, energy does not have to physically be together. There's so many limitations that we put on ourselves, like, no, it has to be in person, or it has to be this, or it has to be that. No, it does not. That's just a physical opinion. Physical can only seem to be in one place or the other, but not your spirit, not your soul. Obviously, it didn't if it went taken off, and you got to go find where it went, right? So think about that. Now, this can be one of the most incredible shifts in your life. You'll know you have it back because you just don't need what you may have taken from someone else because it was missing. Think about that. Think about the analogy of the pie, and you know you've cut it, or you've got your pizza there, and you've cut it, and you've got your energy going here, there, here, there. And I know everybody's familiar with that analogy, but if you had a piece of you missing, like it was gone, the natural thing to do is try to find something to fill it. We see this a lot in relationships. They will try to take the energy of the partner to fill that emptiness when it has nothing to do with that other person, and it never did. You're going to be doing this and pulling and draining them, and they don't. Now they've got theirs taken, and this just becomes a domino effect. But once you have your piece back, you won't need to pull at someone else's. You won't feel that need. You'll lose that sense of, I need your energy. I need, you know, this kind of clinging thing. It can really be powerful. I highly recommend that once you feel that you have pieces of you back, if you go down this path, you want to also look at, do I have someone else's to give back to them? Do I have that? You don't always have to speak to them personally. You don't. You can. But if it's a situation where that's not a good idea, then don't. But you can energetically give that back to them. I do that all the time. I've given things back to people that have passed over already. I've given all kinds of things back because they're not mine to keep. I just want mine back. So as I take a piece of mine, I may be more aware. And I'm not trying to keep or use someone else's until I find my piece. I'm actually trying to, now that I'm really understanding that even more so in my time of life now, I'm getting it out of there. I don't want anybody else's. I want them to have it. I'm very much about the empowerment of another. And there's no competition. You don't feel that competitiveness to take something. You have to take it. I need that. I've got to take it. It's just not going to, they're going to, or I have to hoard it because somebody will take, you know. Once you feel your strength coming back in and you really empower it and you strengthen up and you shield up the way you should and you claim that this is, you know, I am safe and I am protected at all times, you don't have the fears. The fears really dissolve. They weaken very quickly. The body begins to respond because it's in such a healthy energetic environment that a lot of the physical ailments will start to shift and change. Your personality, the way you respond or react, you know, you may be reacting sharply or feeling defensive. And then when you bring these pieces back, you don't feel the need to do that. You'll know it. It's an incredible experience. If you've never had this done before and you are really looking for something because you just feel like something's not right, check it out. I'm not saying go do it, but go check it out. It's not for everybody. I'm not saying that. It is not for everybody. And if it's something that you just don't feel you can do, then you shouldn't. Bottom line, this isn't about talking you into anything. This is about sharing something that is part of energy healing that may be just what you're looking for to find those missing pieces that you've been searching for to help you move forward. That's what this show's about. This show is about helping you find solutions, helping you find the way to get your feet out of that concrete and move forward and let go of that past. Move on. Let go of it already. Let go. Something happened to you bad. Somebody hurt you. It's time to forgive and release that. We are talking about exploring the shaman's way of soul retrieval. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. If you have a question about soul retrieval and you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819. And we will be right back after the break.
We've already said
this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
That one, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
He does a good job. You guys, doesn't he do great with the music? Anyway, thank you, Brian. I always look forward to what you're going to play next. Now, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about exploring the shaman's way of soul retrieval. Soul retrieval is big deal with the energy and bringing that soul together for your own soul growth. Spirituality is about the soul's growth. Where we have physical bodies, medical teams are doing, you know, that's what they do. We have the mental body, but that part of you that is the spiritual side of you, this is important because it's part of who you really are. This is your true self. If those pieces are missing, you know, we're surviving. We're you know, going through different things. Now, we've been sharing a little bit about how that works. Now, part of it, how do I know? Like, here's a question that I, you know, want to throw out there. How do you know if this would be right for you? How do you know that this would be something that would matter to you? And for me, it's just a natural fit and it's perfect because, and I'll share it that way. I'm very connected with nature. If you've been listening to my show for the last 5 years, you would know that. I mean, I receive messages everywhere. I've always had the connection, but it's a natural thing because the divines, our spirit guides, our angels, people that we've loved that crossed over, they will reach out to you in so many different ways. This is part of this. I have such a connection with the animal kingdom, the trees, just nature, the birds, all of it. Those are your power animals. If you've ever heard of your spirit guide, animal guides or your power animals, if you have that connection, you would probably really do well with this type of work. And so I would encourage you to look into it, not to just do it without choosing. And remember, my biggest thing that I want to share with everyone listening to this is you are the one that should be choosing and making the decisions for yourself, not somebody else making those choices for you. I help people by helping them find that empowerment so they are confident in the choices that they make are right for them. One of the things that people know working with me is, can you just tell me what to do? Is this going to happen? You've just tried to give your power to me when you do that, and I won't do that. I'm very serious about that. I don't want you to just do what you're told. I want you to know that you've chosen what's right for you because you feel connected and know who you are. That's what I'm about. And there's a lot of other ones out there too that are about that. But I'm clarifying how I want to help you because that's right for me. That's what I want to do. I know that I don't want my power taken from me. I don't want to feel like I can't make choices confidently. I want to know that I can and that I'm strong and that I'm fearless in the face of adversity. No more being afraid. No more being afraid. Fear, my goodness, that is an energy that people still like to try to use. Boy, do they across the world right now, huh? They want to try to trap you. They want to try to control you in fear. And that is an energy that's paralyzing. It's also an energy, and energy can be shifted. Energy absolutely can be shifted. I have found a lot of fears dissolve very quickly within my clients. When I'm working with my clients in this, it shifts and the fears just naturally fall away when you're bringing pieces back in. That is shining light and bringing truth back into a person. That is incredible work to me. So I honor and respect this style of energy work because it's real. And they won't pull any punches, man. They're not about that, you know. They're not about telling you anything if you know what I'm talking about. Now, power animals can shift within your life. I mean, you may seem like you have an eagle or an owl with you all the time. You know, I encourage you to look into what that power animal means to you and what is it in your life that you're missing and that spirit guide is trying to give you because they're trying to help you find your way. And it can shift. It can shift to different types of animals. It can shift to one that you need in that moment of your life. And once you have pieces back from soul retrieval, you may need something different. You don't need the energy of this particular guide anymore. You may need something else because it'll always be a growth moving forward. That's incredible. Nature has a way of just communicating to me in an unbelievable way. I'll receive feathers of all different colors, and I receive different things. The woodpecker always knocks. It's the craziest thing. He will come around and he knocks, like someone knocking on your door. And then I have to stop and I have to pay attention. And he won't stop knocking until I acknowledge him. And as soon as I do acknowledge him and I realize what he's trying to show me, and he'll direct my attention to something else. It's usually indirect. He's knocking to get my attention. Then the message will come in a different way. It's pretty incredible. But I'm asking you to think within yourself, what part of you do you feel you just can't seem to move past? You can't seem to find a way to move forward. You've tried everything. I hear this all the time. I've tried everything. I've gone to all these psychics. I've gone to all this. I've gone to all that. And they still don't get anywhere. Are you wanting to? Do you want to get better? Or do you feel more comfortable staying in the drama? Yeah, I've seen that too. We have to be ready to leave it behind. We have to be ready to leave it behind. But when you feel that you have this piece that just does not fit, or, you know, it's not working, what's missing? If you were to take a self-assessment and just jot some things down, what would you put under the column that, I just don't feel the same as I used to about this? Like, did you lose your enthusiasm? Do you feel numb? Do you feel like there isn't emotion at all? Did you stop dreaming? You know, different things like that. They're also described as depression in the clinical terms, but we can also find out if there's a piece of you that just isn't there that needs to come back. Now, it won't come back unless it feels safe enough to come back. So think about that. So there's a little bit of work to do. This goes into a depth that, you know, some people just don't want to do. They just don't want to. They don't want to explore it. And now, this is about really looking at the self, not about what somebody else did. Yes, you may find that someone took pieces of you, but you can absolutely claim them back. Just take them back and wish them well. Wish them well and seal up. But then when you get them back, they have to heal up too. They have to come back and blend in, like I was saying. So I highly recommend you do one piece at a time. I wouldn't try to bring four or five back. Can you imagine? I wouldn't do that with myself. I don't recommend that to anyone. I recommend that you take that one step at a time when you feel ready. And if you feel like you're having a hard time, then I would definitely recommend that you seek some experience guidance in that, to walk you through that and to help you with that. Because there's nothing more powerful than a person being complete and all of those pieces being there. Just think about it. Think about how great would that be to have your excitement and enthusiasm back about things that you love to do. How would it feel to have the confidence and not second guess or feel paranoid or feel all of these fretting and work? You know, think about how amazing that would be to have those strengths back within you. And you don't need somebody else to convince you and reassure you all the time about things that you really want to do, things that you really want to change. Things about you that you're afraid to let people know. There's your fear again, right? There's your fear. So I, you know, during this episode, I really wanted to share this piece of healing that's available out there. I say, do your homework. Do not just go with what somebody's talked you into. I want you to know that you got to feel that within your gut. You got to know it's right for you. We're talking about the Shaman's Way of Soul Retrieval in this episode. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break. I like to dream.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back for the last final segment. This is going to be out to all the light workers, healers out there that are working with people. And this is also, listen up if you're empathic. You know, you have a big heart because this is an important aspect of this. I'm empathic. I know. Trust me. I've been through this and I know what can be tough. Now, if you are a healer and you're interested in this, please educate yourself in it. Please, please train properly in this because some of the shaman styles are actually taking on the pain and the problem, especially when it's physical. They actually take that on and then process it off. If you're not good at processing off, I don't recommend that. Really, no. In fact, back in the day when I was working, And you know, energy healing has just been a natural part of me. I know that I did this type of work in another life. I know I did. I just know I did. I've had shamans just gift me things for absolutely no reason. I go, why are you giving me this? Because it needs to go to another shaman. I don't even call myself that in this lifetime. I felt kind of uncomfortable with that. But they were seeing it and they knew because shaman is a word that means the seer in the dark. They go into the dark places, the parts that I want to shine the light in, you see. So I guess, you know, if you look at it that way, that's what we're doing. But if you are a light worker and you feel like you are feeling some of the stuff that's a little intense, I would highly recommend that you do some study into the shaman style of things, because it will help you with that. There's nothing to be afraid of, but at the same time, you don't want to be blindly going through that. I wouldn't recommend that to anyone. Absolutely not. There's things that aren't so positive to connect to. I will say that right now. And this is about connecting in a healthy, positive way and shining that light in the dark places so it can be seen for the truth, so to speak. Now, if you're empathic, you don't want to be absorbing what your client has and keeping it, and that can happen. So really think about that, okay? If you're empathic, that might be why you feel so many pieces are fragmented off. You may need to find those back. And about clearing things out that are not yours, there's also parts of you that get siphoned off. So you want those back. So see, this goes in a couple of different directions. There's a very in-depth dynamic to this. So you're looking a little bit differently at this perspective with that. And healers that are in energy healing, same thing. You know what you're doing. Don't pretend that you know what you're doing. Know what you're doing. And don't go into places that you're not familiar with. I mean, know what you're doing. And be clear. And if you feel that you have to compete with another healer or light worker, really? Do you feel that do you feel like you're all there? Think about that. I'm putting a lot of questions out there for you guys to think about personally, because this is a personal thing. So everybody out there listening, in whichever way you're listening, this is just for you to do some self-assessment. You know, we want to do good. And if you always feel like somebody's always trying to top you or take it, I would work on that aspect. I would work on that shielding out. What part of you feel so threatened? That's the part that needs to release, because there's nothing, nothing in this world can be taken from you unless you believe that they can take it from you. Now you've given your power to them. You've given a piece of yourself to them. So when you want to stop believing that and take that back, say, no. I am in charge here. I'm going to take that back from you and wish them well, that they find their own self to fill that void. Because there is no competition when you feel that you're complete. That all that threat of someone taking something away or doing something, it fades away. It's just an energy that doesn't need to be there any longer, because you're complete. And that it's an incredible thing. Now, I see that with everybody. I mean, you see it out in the business world, but I'm talking to the healers right now, because you can feel quite drained if you're not balanced yourself. You can feel drained. Yes, you absolutely can. You want to look at those boundaries, make sure that you're healthy while you're doing some healing. You're not supposed to be a doormat. And keep, you know, think about that. We don't want to enable people to need us all the time. We want to empower people so they are free to go out there and soar. I've had business people go, don't you want a lot of returning clients? And I said one time, I said, no. They called me on the phone, you know, the cold call sales. And I said, no, not really. They go, you don't want returning customers? I said, I'm here to help people find their empowerment. And then when they have it, they don't need me anymore. I'm not even trying to give them my power. I'm trying to help them find their own. So you can imagine the confusion on the other end of the phone with that one. And you know, that's okay. That's okay. But that is a different spiritual based approach that I take with my business. There is no taking. There is no competing. There is nothing but finding who you really are. And if you don't have all of it there, claim it and take it back. It's yours. And then release what isn't. Give it back. If you feel like you're taking that from someone else, you don't need that. If you have your own, you don't. And honestly, relationships will soar. They will soar once you do this, because you will find, oh my gosh, you're not draining one another. You don't feel that energetic stress. you'll actually become closer because now you have two healthy individuals that can come together in a wonderful union. So whether that's a friendship, a romantic friendship, a business friendship, whatever that is, you don't need to take someone else's if you have your own. Think about that. And I want to leave you with that thought. You don't need somebody else's energy if you have your own within you. That's what soul retrieval is about. That's what it's always about. And it's a way to go and face the scary dragons that we all have. I call it the scary dragons. There's, you know, it's a way to go in and really face the places that you've been avoiding probably for maybe more than one lifetime. Yeah, I had one like that. You'll go in and that's what it's about. You'll have someone with you. A shaman will help you. Or if you are a shaman that does this type of work, I know they're relating to some of the things I'm saying, where they're being very protective and careful with a client that may not know. That's why they tell you, don't follow me. Don't go into the underworld with me. You stay here. Don't go. I'm going to. And then a lot of times they come back with beautiful gifts. I had mine bring back the dolphin and give it to me because I needed that happiness in my life because of the pain. If you've been listening to my show and we have all these other intuitive guests on, you know, they're picking up, boy, you've been through some stuff. Yeah, I know that. They don't know me until they start talking to me. Yes, they know I've been through some things, but guess what? I'm not in pain anymore. They're seeing the history. I don't forget it, but I also know how thankful I am and how much appreciation I have for all the challenges I've had in my life. And I want to say thank you to all the adversaries out there that have tried to rock my world in a negative way. Thank you for strengthening me. Thank you for showing me that I can take my power back and be strong and soar and be a light out there and bring positive to a world that needs a lot of love and a lot of light. And I leave that with you now. If you are a healer, that is the intention. That is the intention. We don't need to be hurting one another. We need to be working together. We need to be working together. I am putting together an online workshop for light workers that want to work together and support one another. I want you to email me over at my website, jenroyster.com, if you are interested in this. This is going to be a small invite-only type of group. So I want you to let me know. We are working on developing that and putting it together. I want to say much love and happiness to everyone. You deserve it. Take your power back. Bring your soul together home and say, welcome home. I love you. This is Jen Royster. You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll see you next time here on Transformation Talk Radio. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844-letter-B-Intuit.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.